AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In a case prompted by one of President Trump's executive orders, a divided Supreme Court has ruled individual judges lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions. Ed Donahue has reaction.
President Trump thanked the justices, but it leaves unclear the fate of the president's restrictions on birthright citizenship.
That was meant for the babies of slaves. It wasn't meant for people trying to scam the system and come into the country on a vacation.
The president's order would deny citizenship to U.S.-born children of people who are in the country illegally. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin says the justices did not address the merits of birthright citizenship.
They, in fact, stayed the executive order for another 30 days for everyone. So let's be clear. Birthright citizenship remains the law of the land in states like New Jersey, and in every state across the country.
In dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote, "The court's decision is nothing less than an open invitation for the government to bypass the Constitution." Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Supreme Court also ruled that parents who have religious objections can pull their children from public school lessons using LGBTQ storybooks. Walter Ratliff has more on this ruling.
The justices reversed lower court rulings in favor of the Montgomery County school system in suburban Washington, D.C. The High Court ruled that schools could likely not require elementary school children to sit through lessons involving books if parents expressed religious objections to the material. The decision was not a final ruling in the case, but the justices strongly suggested that the parents will win in the end. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Senate Republicans appear to have President Trump's big tax cut and spending bill back on track after a flurry of last-minute revisions. The president says he's suspending trade talks with Canada over its plans to tax technology firms. That's set to take effect Monday. And on Iran, Trump says he expects the country to open itself to international inspection to verify it doesn't restart its nuclear program. This is AP News. In Minnesota, a chance to mourn. Donna Warder has a report.
Former Minnesota Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman is lying in state in the Minnesota Capitol Rotunda along with her husband and their golden retriever Gilbert. The Hortmans were shot and killed June 14th in what the chief federal prosecutor for the state is calling a political assassination. Their dog was wounded and had to be euthanized. Federal prosecutors allege that 57-year-old Vance Belter killed the couple and wounded a Democratic state senator and his wife. Belter also stopped at the homes of two other Democratic lawmakers and listed dozens of Democrats as potential targets. I'm Donna Warder.
Belter made a brief court appearance today. His defense attorney asked the hearing be continued until next week, saying Belter has been sleep-deprived while on suicide watch and difficult to communicate with. A private funeral for the Hortmans is set for 10:30 a.m. Saturday. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.